This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wall Street is not taking too kindly to this. S&P and NASDAQ futures are way down. NASDAQ down nearly 4% and S&P futures down almost 3.5%. Dow futures down 3%. Joining us live on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. The White House says these tariffs are going to restore fairness in global trading. What's the reaction around the world been like?
Well, negative. And you can see it in the futures and the overseas sell-off. Markets are bracing for a wild day today. Let's see how it all plays out. But the president believes that this is the right move for the country, that despite what he has talked about, he didn't mention so much yesterday, the idea of a disruption or pain. He called it yesterday Liberation Day, vows that the golden age for America is upon us with these across-the-board tariffs on foreign-made goods. Basically, everything that's imported to this country is about to become more expensive. And the objectives are many, not just protecting domestic manufacturing, but also raising revenue. The president said yesterday that we could use this revenue to reduce our taxes and pay down our national debt. Of course, it's Americans who will pay these higher taxes in the form of tariffs. It's Americans who will pay more for the goods they buy. And economists are very worried about the impact of all this, that it could be plunging the United States into recession. It's why you see investors pulling back as we see the stock market futures are down. 3.25% in the S&P 500 is the implied open negative today. So let's see how it all plays out.
Stephen, is it a case of shock first, then open the door to negotiations? We have heard from some world leaders who say they are willing to negotiate with the U.S. on this, despite what Trump says. These are taking effect this weekend.
You know, Ian, the Treasury Secretary yesterday said that other countries should not be acting rash to respond to this with their own increased tariffs. The suggestion there is that perhaps there are deals to be made. It's not clear. And the lack of clarity is leading to further investor, wariness. And it's not helping those who own stocks. Let me put it that way. Nor is it helping the broader objective of boosting domestic manufacturing, because what anyone who's going to invest in this country to build a factory needs is some degree of confidence that the money they're putting on the table is actually going to be a positive investment, not wind up cutting against them. And if, the tariffs are in place today, but maybe not tomorrow, you have to wonder what the incentive is for a domestic manufacturer to say, okay, I will open my factory here as opposed to somewhere else. One other thing, and that is that the American economy has shifted from a goods-based economy through the 20th century into mainly a services-based economy now. General Electric and RCA are no longer building color tube television sets with factories in Camden and other places. It's just the way it is. And the idea that all of a sudden Americans will be working in factories again, producing things that are bought and sold here, most economists say that this is just only going to cause pain and not advance the American economy. But the president believes it'll make us all wealthy again.
Stephen, thank you. That's ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy on our line to Washington.